According to a SolarCity spokesperson, the company's revenues grew by 80% in the first quarter, but still fell short of expectations for the first half of the year. As a result, SolarCity, quote, needed to adjust its costs. Details about the cuts, though, were not released. The good news, according to Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, is that SolarCity's on a fast track to open at Riverbend.
They just completed the work just days ago. We're anticipating ribbon cuttings, and the jobs will be starting there soon. So, yes, there's a national story, but we're focused on what's going on here in Buffalo, and it's a very positive story.
And Hochul points out the state's investment, upwards of $750 million, is in the factory itself, not the company.
So under any worst-case scenario, where it did not come to fruition, and we 100% expect it will, the state owns that. So that's still money that we can allocate to other purposes, a building to other purposes. But that's not going to happen. SolarCity is going to open here in Buffalo.
Mayor Byron Brown also expects SolarCity will keep its commitment. And Brown says he thinks the company's purchase by Elon Musk is a positive development.
He is one of the most well-known entrepreneurs on the planet. And I think that brings a lot of attention and that brings a lot of firepower to that company. So hopefully that will happen, that sale will go through. But we don't see any negative impact on what's happening with SolarCity in the city of Buffalo.
Brown says as of a month and a half ago, company officials told him it was all systems go at Riverbend. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.